Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Seven 40 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 52 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Hello to our AM 1340 listeners. And you can also join us live on Facebook at WRHI. And joining us in studio to talk about the 20th.
Absolutely.
Wow. Mm. Baxter Village Fall Festival, Mike Martosha. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. So 20 years, you could write a book because there have been, you know, all the planning in the world. But until the morning comes and the event starts, and sometimes it's only at the conclusion of the event, do you realize that it's going to go according to plan?
Right. You know, there's, as we talked the other day, actually, right?
Yes.
On another segment about this event, there's plan A, there's plan B, and there's plan C, right?
That's right.
Gosh, over the last year and a half, we've used all those plans, right?
So what day does Fall Festival happen this year?
Yeah, so it's this Saturday, October 23rd, from noon to 6 p.m., and we are back to full entertainment, not only on the stage throughout the day, but we are back to a sellout of 125 vendors.
In fact, I'm on your Facebook page right now, Fall Festival, Baxter Village, or Baxter Village Fall Festival. And the comments, is there a wait list for vendor cancellation?
They still want to know.
Can I set up a small booth? Like, I mean, you
right, guys,
there are certainly an audience for this. People, when you couldn't do it because of COVID, you know, they really want to have this event. The good news that we're having it in person, and the fact there's a wait list now for vendors to want to get in. So I assume you're full. You can't take any more? Or?
Yes, we are. We are full. However, I will tell you that, you know, there are some folks that come Friday morning or even Saturday morning, something comes up. Now, I will tell you that's not more than a few people. We already are at 30 on the wait list for Saturday. So if you've got an inquiry, certainly go to our Facebook page, send me an inquiry, and I'll let you know if there's availability. But, yeah, since everything's outdoors and we're back to, you know, having all of our vendors and all the kind of things that go into the fall festival, we're poised for, I think, a great day. And, you know, it's going to be 76 and sunny.
Yes.
We've always dealt with that over the years, too, the weather, right? So
it seems that you've also, since the beginning, you've had consistency. Mm-hmm. It's always been on Market Street. But how did the original idea start to have this fall festival?
Yeah, you know, 18, 19, 20 years ago, we first started this out. The first few years, it was more an opportunity to have some artists and crafts booth, right? There were probably 50 or 60 in the first couple of years. Then we got into, you know, 15, 16 years ago, we started to add some inflatables to the event, add some stage entertainment. And then about 8, 9 years ago when I got involved doing this for Baxter Village, the opportunity is there because the budget, the sponsorship dollars are there to add more things. And all of a sudden, we're filling 7 blocks, right, with things to do for all ages.
You know what, too, though? I got to say, what a great opportunity to help launch a business, because I think across the street at Kingsley, you've got some, you know, like a fitness
right, studio.
I remember before certain businesses were even out of the ground, they were starting to get to know the community and the community
right, getting
to know the brand of that business, and now they're thriving.
It's like a test audience,
yeah,
so to speak, whether or not their product,
yes,
service, if there's interest in it, and to
anything
your point,
around that yeah, area of Baxter improves the quality of life for those who live there.
So, Mike, we're talking food and beverage vendors, shopping for all ages, games and contests, dance and martial arts demos on stage,
wow, which
is worth just showing up.
So good.
And parents love it, and it gives them a chance to see their kids in action, but it also gives a chance to, hey, I want to see what this is about, and you can ask the questions to the direct people and see what it's all about. You've got music and prizes. It's free, by the way.
Right,
we
right, need
to do that. Mike, every time we talk about anything at Baxter Village, let's talk about parking.
Sure.
For folks that do not live inside Baxter Village but are coming from outside of Fort Mill, what advice would you have? What do we need to do?
So, I mean, there are – Lots and lots of parking. People actually will find spots up and down the side street. That may mean a 5-7 minute walk, right? In some cases, not in all. We have lots of parking behind the town center buildings. Over 1,000 spots between those two or three parking lots, which are pretty, spacious. But then up and down the streets, there's other opportunities for parking. You're not going to find too many spots that say no parking. Traditionally with this event prior to pandemic, right? We had 6,000-8,000 people show up for this. And I have never heard an issue of people having a parking, obstacle, right? We do have, York County Sheriff's, deputies that will be on the perimeter making sure, that folks aren't parking, in the way of folks. We definitely don't want that to happen. But I will tell you also from an entertainment perspective that you were mentioning all the things going on. Some of the new stuff we have this year, includes, circus days. So it's a circus stage show. So they'll be mixed in with the martial arts and the dance, academy student demos throughout the day. So the circus days, they're actually from north of Charlotte.
Cool.
This will be the first time they've been to our event. They'll be there twice. Plus they'll be strolling throughout the day at the event as well.
I like that.
We have the mascots. We have Homer from the Charlotte Knights back,
cool.
Right? Sir Purr from the Panthers will make an appearance, for an hour or two with the Top Cats cheerleaders, from the Panthers. So really thankful that they're coming back. This will be their probably eighth or ninth year as well.
Lots of selfies.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Lots of posts.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Well, this is what this is why people move to Baxter Village, right? I mean, it's this kind of gathering. It is the quality of life. It is being connected to your neighbors, to your local shops, stores. Each one helping the other for sure.
Right.
Mike, when for like the Fall Festival, it's this Saturday, October the 23rd, in Baxter Village, noon to six. When do you guys start planning for this? Just in case for next year, people are like, I want to make sure I get on this. Do you send out a blast to everyone? Like, hey, we're starting to plan this.
Sure. So we typically start planning, I'm going to say from a entertainment perspective, we have to book a lot of those folks 6 months or more in advance. Mm-hmm. For the vendors, typically what happens with that is, so once you're a vendor, you are in the database and you are the ones. If you're a vendor this year, you'll be first right refusal to do not only the Spring Festival, which we do in March around St. Patrick's Day, but also for Fall Festival next year, which is why of our 125 vendors, probably 90% of them are returns, right? They just roll over each year. They say, save my spot, and I will. So I always tell a lot of folks that get on the waiting list, right? If you want to be in the event, we're not necessarily going to know all the thousands of businesses want to be in that weren't in it before. So if you want to be in it, jump in early when you see there's a spot. Don't wait until a month before or a week before, right? So, yeah, it's first right refusal.
Yeah, and of course, great opportunity to go ahead and start Christmas shopping because we are in the season. Go ahead and start. Great ideas.
And you won't have to worry about supply chain because you can buy it right there on the spot.
Tangible.
And you're also, again, helping out area businesses, which I know is a big part of what Baxter Village is all about. It's the Fall Festival and Market Days, the 20th annual event. This is a great time. It's this Saturday, October the 23rd, noon to 6, right there in Baxter Village. And as Mike said, you know, if you've ever been to Baxter Village, there will be plenty of parking. You might have to jockey around a little bit. The weather should be great. So if you have to park a couple of blocks away, it just gives you more time to walk with the family.
Yeah, come for lunch, come for dinner. We have restaurants and bars there. They'll, of course, be outside doing beer trucks and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Wine, you know, and beer, both at Grapevine. But the other places are open, too. So come out for lunch, come out for dinner, stay for the day.
Walk around. Market Street is closed, so you cannot enter Baxter from Market Street. So you would enter, you would just kind of follow the new direction of the highway and turn left, kind of. What's that road that takes you sort of to the roundabout?
Yeah, so if you're coming from Rock Hill, for example, you come to Exit 85, basically go west about a block, that's it. And you'll turn left on Assembly Drive, which takes you past the York County Library. Then you can park behind any of the buildings. The other way is if you're coming from TAK or if you're going from South Charlotte, right, or even any land, come the same way. You can go to Assembly Drive or go down to Sutton Road, take a left, and you'll see the signs. You can turn left. So basically it's left turns to take you into Baxter Village, right, whether it be off Sutton Road or Highway 160.
There you go.
Well, Mike, congratulations again for having the Fall Festival, for doing it safely. Of course, they will follow all the recommended guidelines, and they're encouraging you to do as well. But, you know, we're back again, and in-person events are certainly becoming more and more common now, and it's a win-win for everyone. So thank you so much to you and your team and all the volunteers for making this a reality.
Yeah, thanks, Lucas. Thanks, Patty. Appreciate the time.